News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Indeed, it is on a Friday. Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, 8:07.
Not just any Friday, though, Dan. This is a big Friday.
It's a big Friday leading into an amazing weekend. We'll get into all the events going on and find out on the text line, what are your plans this weekend? 251-343-0106. And they're all down at the beach, too. You got the Blue Angels. You've got the Blue Marlin down at the Wharf. You've got, obviously, where Jeremy was just at.
93rd, yeah. Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. You and I were joking earlier this morning. Those folks in Mississippi got to be looking over the rest of the Gulf Coast east of them and going, oh, man, we never get to do anything fun. They're doing all that. They just have a whodunit of sorts over there. But yeah, we got it going on from Dauphin Island all the way through the Panhandle. And keep next weekend open on your schedule as well. In the studio with us this morning, we have a good friend now of the Mobile Morning Show team here, Jeremy Clark with Vets to Cowboys. But that's just one of many, many cowboy hats he wears, and he's in with us this morning. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, everybody.
Jeremy, before we get going on your big Cowboy Day celebration and going on your way down to Grand Bay, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I mean, what a retired U.S. Army Ranger, co-founder of Vets to Cowboys, but your service right up until just a few years ago, right, as a reservist, actually. So God love you for that, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we of course, appreciate you for that. But you haven't stopped since you came back home. You've been putting the work in and doing a lot for as many people as you can. We could get into how busy you are, but I know you don't like to talk about that so much. You got the C4 Farm Cattle Company in Grand Bay, and that's been growing ever since you and your wife got that rolling. But let's talk about Vets to Cowboys. How did the idea come about, and what have you seen since you began that charitable effort?
When I got home from Syria in 2021, we wanted to get started in livestock. We were already dealing with different food sources along the way. Friends, people I served with, other vets, as we grew our family business, C4 Cattle Company, you know, people were like, we want to learn how to do this. I'm like, this is a thing, so let's get started. So we didn't have a name, we didn't have a website, we didn't have a plan. I just started taking other people that I served and was like, hey, I'm a new beginning first gen cattleman, I'm learning. Let's learn something together.
Yeah.
And the beginning of this year, my wife and I sat down and we're like, this is turning into something big. We need to put a name to it. We need to get the word out. We didn't think about it being an election year. So when we unveiled Vets to Cowboys, it was an election year. All this commotion's going on. We started meeting with everybody and it took off like a rocket ship.
Yeah, man. Because election year, everyone's willing to talk to you, right?
Exactly.
they're like, it sounds like a great idea. Yeah, that's around the time we met, I believe, in the springtime.
Jared put us two together in a group chat.
Yeah, yeah.
While he was running for Senate and was like, you guys need to meet.
Jared Hudson, like, right. I met Jared, and then he said, get with Jeremy, and I did, and I'm glad I did. And one thing about this, you know, vets and ags, it's meeting all kinds of needs. You got the vets coming back trying to kind of reintegrate themselves, which is not easy, and you know that. And at the same time, ag is not dying, but we're losing farms and farmlands, and people that just want to do the job. And you're saying vets are the kind of people that can do the job and will do the job well if they're taught how.
That's right. Military values greatly relate over to farmers and ranchers. You've seen guys, men and women, that are, you know, my age, mid to late 30s. They've been in the GWAT for the last 20 years. They're coming back. They're retiring. They're looking for something to do. Ag, in my eyes, is another way of selfless service.
Yeah.
So why not put people that are at the prime age to start something else that have skills that can relate. They just don't know
what it is, you know, what it
how
is to
put
do.
A tag in yep. a cow or yep. how to castrate a bull, those mm-hmm. things. So we're going to see a big change of a lot more new and beginning farmers getting started because, you know, Alabama on the last survey lost 8% of its farms.
Uh-huh.
That was over 3,500 farms went away. Those are family-owned businesses.
Wow.
You got a new era of people that want to get into ag. Somebody's just got to show them the right direction.
Well, what's the response been? How quickly have you seen results?
We've already helped before we even unveiled the name. So in the last less than 12 months, we've helped 6 or 7 new farms get started.
That's great. All around here?
One's actually in Florida,
uh-huh.
and the rest have been in Mobile and Baldwin County.
Yeah.
We're working with people in Mississippi. I'm trying to talk some guys in Louisiana and jumping on board, but they're selling calves, they're selling meat. A couple of them are into sheep. We're putting new farms into business.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It amazing. Is. We're talking with Jeremy Clark, Vets to Cowboys, and also, and self-admittedly, you know, I'm not a military man. I have family members who are in the military. But being here at FM Talk 106.5 for as long as I have, I've met many veterans and have become close with many of them. So I'll just say that to put this out there. But this lifestyle, working cows, working, you know, whatever land you may have, it seems to me to be well suited for mm-hmm. for a lot of the men and even women coming back from fighting. Why is that, you think? It may be a little bit more of a peaceful job. I'm picturing some people that are coming back, and maybe they just get dumped right back into that cubicle office environment or some high pressure. Not that farming isn't high pressure, but something like sales, you know, telemarketing or something like that. That just seems like such a massive transition out of being in the military. Something like this, I could see a little bit more peace of mind, even though it's a hell of a hard job.
Ag is difficult. Like, nobody's taking anything away from it. Getting into this blind as a new person, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had gotten our first piece of property, gotten our cows, and we just had a record-breaking snow event
mm-hmm.
recently in Alabama.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I've never seen 9 inches of snow in my
right,
life.
Right. And you're not gonna see it again. So.
Yeah, and now I've got cows and sheep and a horse, and I'm like,
what now?
All right, we got to do this for real.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough, and it's a different tough and hard. It's not Afghanistan in the height of the GWAT tough,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but it's tough. But a lot of the stuff we can do easily translates and relates over. You know, tractor breaks down in the field, you got to hurry up and get the hay in before the rain comes.
Right.
You know,
like
you were
adaptability.
Saying,
you got purpose. Yeah. Adaptability.
That's
is a
right.
huge thing.
Because Jeremy was explaining to me early on, like, you know, when you've been through some things like many soldiers have, mm-hmm. you reassess what tough is. Like, mm-hmm. okay, you think this is a problem. Well, I've already been through some problems, and I think I'm not going to lose my mind over a tractor that stalled out or mm-hmm. something like that mm-hmm. because you've already seen some of the things that no one wants to even be a part of.
Yeah, it gives you a different perspective on what people deem as hard.
Yep.
But you've got the experience to be able to overcome and yep. adapt to it. So, I mean, a lot of the stuff you learn and are taught in the military,
yep.
it's going to relate over. But we need to teach them the basics of the stuff that granddad taught the son on, you know, the grandson mm-hmm. on the farm, you know, where to get your farm number, you know, who NRCS and Extension are, how the Cattlemen Association can help you. Those things, when we first started in the first 12 months, we didn't know that stuff existed because my wife and I weren't from an ag background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now you learned it all, and you're happy to freely pass it along.
That we're trying to build a blueprint or a how-to guide so new and beginning farmers don't struggle the way we did in the first 12 months.
That's amazing.
So I'm teaching them stuff in the field, taking them to do things at other places. My wife's teaching them the other side of it. This is where you get your farm number. This is how you get your tax ID number. Because it doesn't have to just be a hobby or for yourself. This can be a profitable business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're working workforce development side. We're teaching them how to drive a tractor, how to drive a skid steer, how to work cattle. This is something they can do as a break or for pleasure or as a hobby, or it's something they can turn into their next job because they just retired out of the service.
Talking with Jeremy Clark, Vets to Cowboys. Now let's talk about how National Cowboy Day ties into all of this, and that's coming up a week from tomorrow. So Saturday, July 25th is National Cowboy Day. How are you using that to help with Vets to Cowboys? What's the plan here?
So we've been building onto our new facility. July 25th, it's not really a holiday most people know about or celebrate. It's one of those ones you see pop up on Facebook and Google, but it's Vets to Cowboys. July 25th is National Cowboy Day. So we're getting together. We're going to have some demonstrations, some presentations. We're kind of using it as a celebration, an open house, a meet and greet, almost kind of like a reverse trade show. You know, we're going to have veterans there that are interested in getting into agriculture, but we're going to have those people that they need to meet.
Yep.
So Extension's going to be there. NRCS is going to be there. All those people they need to have working relationships with to be successful will be there to give them their card, brochure, application, whatever it is. So it's going to be work and fun at the same time.
I was at an event back in April, I believe, and it was really cool because it was kind of an informal event, but it was all veterans there. And when the veterans are, some of them just meeting each other for the first time, you know, that's some special stuff, isn't it?
It is. The cowboy way of life, we've noticed, is a great path to help on the mental health side.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen all the positive results with service animals and equine therapy and, you know, resorts and vacations and being outside and having camaraderie time.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboying's the way to do it. You're taking people that were jumping out of planes, roping out of helicopters, you know, they're deploying once a year, doing all these things. So now we're getting them riding, getting them roping, you know, working a sorting pen. There's a little bit of an adrenaline side to it. It's not the same thing as, you know, jumping out of a C-130, but we're giving them something to do that's still fun.
Yeah.
Plus, we tie in other stuff. We've got guys fishing with my friends over at Vet 5. They're at the rodeo fishing. We've done clay shoots and dove hunts and camping trips and whatever else all these organizations do. We piece it together, but at the end of the day, we're trying to get them to do cowboy stuff, focus on ag, and if it helps our ag industry at the same time, we're doing something productive.
That's a win-win, or maybe a win-win-win. I don't know how many wins you can tack on there, but there's a lot of them there.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's what meeting Jeremy just opened, and I'm so glad that Jared turned me on to you. And it was like when I went down there to talk with him and get an idea of what was going on, it just occurred to me like this could be big. And speaking of that, and we don't have to necessarily go down too far down this path, but this could be big. In fact, you've been contacted by, or there's people that are looking at this whole blueprint saying this is bigger than one county in Alabama.
Yeah, this is – Alabama lost 8% of its farms. The nation lost 7%. We've helped people in Florida. We've helped people in Mississippi. We've been in contacts with – Cattlemen Association connections from state level to national. The campaign trail, you know, we've been meeting and greeting with everybody. They're pushing the word out. They're coming to our events. They're inviting us to theirs. We've talked to the U.S. Cattlemen Association. I've been big into sales since I got out of the service. I'm cold calling everybody because this isn't just Grand Bay, this isn't just Mobile County, and there's a lot more people that can help than they realize. Like we're trying to do stuff with Birch and the rural enforcement team through the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking to, you know, horse trainers through the Quarter Horse Association. You know, we're piecing the puzzle together, and it's growing fast.
Yeah, there's It's no bounds, no limits, Dalton.
Yeah, and before we let Jeremy go, too, I just wanted to ask, or did you want to keep Jeremy over
let's do that for another second?
Let's do that. Yeah, and I'll just tease you by saying I have the best question of all time.
Aww.
Let's head it this way right after this break.
Continue.
With Jeremy Clark, Vets to Cowboys, an amazing guy doing amazing things. We'll talk a little bit more about that event coming up next week and potentially how you can help out as well on Mobile Mornings as we roll on.
There we go with the weekend, for sure. Whit Willie, welcome us into Friday morning. And it's next Saturday that National Cowboy Day, and Jeremy Clark, the founder of Vets to Cowboys, is going to have a big event. We'll get into exactly where that location is so you all know.
Yeah, but great conversation with Jeremy so far this morning, talking about Vets to Cowboys. And you talked about, and this is why I think you're the perfect man for this job. First off, because it was your idea and you've grown it to what it is. But because, like you said, you're cold calling people, you're putting the work in, but you started fresh in this ag business. Like you didn't have this passed down generation. Oh, there's Jeremy. He's going to run the farm just like everyone else did. You got into the business and learned how to do this. And you've had mentors along the way as well. But there's got to be something for someone else that has a similar timeline as you, who's saying, hey, I want to try something new. I want to get into this business. To have someone like you pass your knowledge forward, it's going to be a little different than someone who just grew up in the cattle business their entire lives. But speaking of mentors, what about, we have a lot of listeners, I'm sure at least a few listeners who are running cattle or running farms themselves. What if they want to help out and mentor? Can they do that? Can they reach out to you and say, hey, I want to come help out also?
Absolutely. That's the goal of getting the word out about who we are and what we're doing.
Doesn't have to be just you.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. You want to grow it to the point where it's not just you.
My wife and I have only been doing this for a couple of years. We still don't know everything. We're still learning. We're relying on those third, fourth, fifth gen people to open their doors and pass on that knowledge. Because granted, we're lucky these days. We have technology, but just because you YouTube something doesn't mean you're going to be able to go out and do it.
No, right. No, right? I'm a walking example of that.
you can Google it all day, but you know, you type in how to castrate a bull, somebody's got to show you.
Yeah. The event itself next Saturday, talk about the location and how they can find out more about it.
It's going to be at our place at C4 Cattle. We're asking people that are interested in coming to message us on Facebook.
Okay.
So we can line up how many folks we got coming. 9 to 12, it's July 25th, National Cowboy Day. We picked that as a good day to unveil it and celebrate. Vendors will be there. Different organizations will be there. Handful of veteran organizations will be there. Ag folks will be there. We're going to have our new system on display, working demonstrations, all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, you guys already got your invites.
Yeah, sure. I'll be there. I'll be banging on the gate at 8:30.
I'm gonna have somebody at the gate with the door open, ready to go. That way, nobody opens the wrong gate.
Well, man.
Once again, he's talking about me.
We're so looking forward to this, and I'm personally just looking forward to seeing not just Vets to Cowboys grow, but your entire operation. And you do so much around the community and in the veterans community around here, which, as everyone that listens to us knows, that's a big part of life down here. So many veterans that decide to call Southwest Alabama home, and it's a great community. So, Jeremy, thank you so much. Vets to Cowboys, that Facebook page, it's really great. You said to DM there. Yep. Is that where you recommend if anyone has any questions for Jeremy Clark, hit you up there?
Yeah, anybody that wants to get involved, whether it's participating, becoming a volunteer, an instructor, they want to say hi, whatever.
Vets to Cowboys Facebook page.
It's all on there. Our phone number, email, website, it's all on there.
Thanks again, Jeremy.
Anytime.
More Mobile Mornings on the way. Turn up your voice. We have some text to get to. 251-343-0106.